Morocco, were evacuated via helicopter Tuesday from the hard-hit rural town of Talatnigoub, where international search and rescue teams are working against the clock to find any possible survivors and victims from Friday's deadly quake. Moroccan state media reported Tuesday the death toll has risen to more than 2,900, and the number of people injured has more than doubled to 5,530. The quake struck high in the Atlas Mountains late Friday and was Morocco's deadliest since 1960 and most powerful in more than a century. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, International Red Cross Morocco Operations Director Carolyn Holt said Red Cross Red Crescent teams were on the ground supporting authorities in search and rescue operations, which are facing a number of logistical challenges.
Challenges include roads blocked by debris, difficulty in accessing fuel for vehicles in these high mountain ranges, and broken water supplies, which brings with it the very real risk of disease and infection if people are unable to access safe and clean water.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un rolled into Russia Tuesday in an armored train to visit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's a rare meeting between isolated leaders driven together by their need for support in escalating standoffs with the West. Kim is expected to seek economic aid and military technology for his impoverished country. Russia's natural resources minister published a video showing Kim's train stopped at Kasan Station on the Russia-North Korea border, where it was met by an honor guard and a brass band. Kim appears to have something Putin desperately needs, munitions for Russia's ongoing 12-month-long war in Ukraine. Officials in Salzburg, Austria, say report a rhinoceros crushed a zookeeper to death and injured another at the city's Hellbrunn Zoo in the outskirts of the city Tuesday morning. This is VOA News. Officials in Libya's eastern city of Derna said they have buried 700 people killed in devastating flooding and 10,000 others are reported missing as rescue teams struggle to retrieve many other bodies from the horrific deluge. Authorities estimated earlier that as many as 2,000 people may have perished in Derna alone. Mediterranean Storm Daniel Sunday night caused havoc and flash flooding in many towns in eastern Libya, but the worst destruction was in Derna, where heavy rainfall and floods broke dams and washed away entire neighborhoods. Speaking remotely to a news conference in Geneva Tuesday, head of the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent's Libya delegation, Tamer Ramadan, said the humanitarian needs in the nation are beyond what his office and even the Libyan government can provide.
Again, we confirm from our independent sources of information that number of missing people is hitting 10,000 persons so far. About the number of dead people and other IDPs, we are still waiting the finalization of the assessment process on the ground.
U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has ordered a House panel to open a formal impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Joe Biden over his family's business dealings. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
McCarthy says a House probe has uncovered serious and credible allegations of misconduct, and the president has lied about his own knowledge of the business dealings.
These allegations paint a picture of a culture of corruption.
McCarthy's in a political bind under growing pressure to take action against the president from hard-right Republicans who have balked at his efforts to avoid a government shutdown. The White House has called the impeachment push politically motivated and evidence-free and says McCarthy should not cave to extreme members. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Australian and Indonesian forces are participating in U.S.-led combat drills, much to the concern of the Chinese government. Associated Press correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Thousands of soldiers from the U.S., Indonesia, Australia, and other allied forces are demonstrating their armor capabilities in military drills on Java Island, Indonesia. The exercise, known as Garuda Shield, takes place at a time of increasing Chinese aggression in the region. To reassure allies alarmed by Beijing's provocative actions in the South China Sea, the Biden administration is working to strengthen Indo-Pacific military relationships. But China sees the drills as a threat, accusing the U.S. of building an Indo-Pacific alliance similar to NATO to limit China's growing influence. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.